You know, Alexander the Great, he may cut off your head if you don't listen. And he was not bothered. He said, listen, anyway, this body is going to die one day. And I know I am not just the body. So whenever the day may come that this will drop, I know I will get another body. And that is something that your great Alexander cannot do anything about.
Herzlich willkommen hier bei den Mindful Sessions. Wie schön, dass du wieder am Start bist. Und heute habe ich einen ganz besonderen Gast, einen internationalen Gast. Deswegen wird diese Folge heute auf Englisch sein. Und zu Gast ist heute Swami Purma Chaitanya. A warm welcome, Swami. It's an honor to have you here on the show.
Thank you so much, Sarah. I'm happy to be here.
I realize for a lot of people, life seems to be too much. People feel exhausted by all the things happening in the world, and there are a lot of things going on.
Yes.
And all the things around them in their private life and all the things inside of them. And yeah, I think life sometimes seems tough. And there's an underlying exhaustion for a lot of people, especially in these times. And how would you say, can someone, start like to release this tension? I know it's meditation. For me, it's meditation, but like from your point of view, like to the listeners now, if someone seems like, okay, there's so much in the world, there's war, there is like inequality, there is climate change, and there is my family at home who I have to organize, and I'm tired, and there's my boss at work giving me pressure, and then I'm lying in bed and thinking, oh, actually, I feel unfulfilled. So I'm putting pressure on myself. So if someone now listening is feeling like that, what's your suggestion? Where can we start?
Well, Sarah, there are a few things. Of course, because we spoke about it earlier briefly, in my book also, I've taken people on a journey, because you have to start somewhere. You cannot directly go and sit and meditate. At least most people, that's very difficult. And I think the first step is, on one hand, starting to understand a little better how our mind works, how to manage it, because very often, we feel something is too much to handle, because we don't see the bigger perspective, the bigger picture. You know, if you see stress, because all are basically different types of stress, but you could bring stress down to feeling that it's too much to handle, whatever it may be. You know, when you have less energy or less time, and you have more to do, then you get stressed. But if you have enough time, enough energy, or enough money, or whatever you need, then it's not stressful. Our relationships may change, the people around us. Even if you look at your own life, your own mind, your preferences have changed so many times. The things that you really like, the things that you aspire to in life. You know, in high school, your favorite music was maybe very different than it is now, you know, or what you wanted to do with your life, or what was your definition of success, may have changed so many times. So if you know that all of this is changing, then why get upset when it changes? And then you say, no, but you know, it's not that I get upset, but that is what is giving me comfort or security or stability. And that is where, of course, in the ancient scriptures of yoga also, they say that is why if you're a wise person, if you're intelligent, you look for that one thing that doesn't change. Because if that becomes your support, then even if everything else changes, you will not be shaken. And that is something that I also was looking for at a younger age, like I said, because it's the same theme in even in the movies, no? Whether you see Star Wars or Karate Kid, or it's that finding that inner strength, that stability, where you say, okay, even if everything else is changing, I'm unshaken. And that is something that in the ancient times, the yogis were also striving for. And there is this interesting story, of course, I mentioned it in my book as well, where they say that in the life of Alexander the Great, when he crossed the Himalayas and he came to India, he came across a yogi. And his teacher in Greece had actually asked him that, can you bring back, Aristotle, can you bring back a yogi? Because they were known for their wisdom and their esoteric knowledge, even in those days. So when he heard there's a famous yogi staying in a jungle nearby, when he came through a village, he asked one of his generals to bring that yogi to him. And when the general went there, the yogi was not bothered. And when he threatened him that, otherwise, Alexander the Great, he may cut off your head if you don't listen. And he was not bothered. He said, listen, anyway, this body is going to die one day. And I know I am not just the body. So whenever the day may come that this will drop, I know I will get another body. And what I truly am is my spirit, is my consciousness. And that is something that your great Alexander cannot do anything about. So you go about your business, I will go about mine. Of course, I've made the story a little shorter now, but that inner strength where you realize that, oh, there is a part of me that has remained the same throughout, that is untouched, that is like a witness, that is ever pure, that is always joyful, that is whose nature is peace. If you can consciously experience that, that can give you such inner strength. And I think especially in these times, it is for many people, you can say, a reminder that, listen, my dear, this world can be very nice. It can be very difficult also. But don't forget, all this is changing. So also take some time to look inward. Find that which doesn't change. And it has also been my experience that when you consciously connect to that, that can give you so much more perspective. Like I said, it can allow you to take that step back and see, oh yes, I have been through so much, but I'm still me. I'm still the same. There is something in me that has remained unchanged, untouched. And like you very well said, of course, meditation is that process of consciously taking some time to abide in that part of you that is beyond all these changes. And that can give tremendous strength. And that is one of the things that inspired me to also share this with people. And it has only become more relevant in the recent years.
Thank you. Thank you for your insights. And as you said, it helps us to go through difficult times, but also, I just had that thought, it allows us also to enjoy the good times without the fear, oh man, I'm going to lose the good times, or I'm going to lose this relationship. Because if you surrender to the one thing that's stable, which is inside, which you can't lose, then you can be in the moment, right? You can enjoy the moment, because I have the feeling a lot of us are so in love with the idea of joy that we have a fear that once it is in our life, that we can lose it. What is it? Ah, now I'm happy, but maybe I will lose it and tomorrow I'm not happy anymore. So we just forget to enjoy the joy because of the fear of losing it again.
Very beautifully said. Yeah. And this is true. It is so true. Exactly like you said, we've become so, we're so caught up with so many things that we don't realize that most of the time life is beautiful. Most of the people in the world are wonderful people. It's not all bad or everything is going wrong, but that rat race we get caught up in, and all these impressions don't allow us to also enjoy the beautiful things that are already there. And it has been my experience that once you get rid of so much of these impressions, the stress, the insecurities, all this craving, aversion. And you start experiencing more and more that, oh, that real peace is already there inside. Then instead of doing so many things as a pursuit of happiness, where you think, oh, this is going to make me happy in the future, you can actually do all those things as an expression of happiness, where you are already happy and you're doing those things happily. And then exactly like you said, it's not that you keep postponing your own happiness, thinking, oh yeah, when I get this, then I'll be happy. Or if I keep this, then I'll be more happy. But you can actually enjoy it. No? It's you enjoy the journey as well as the destination. And then life becomes so much more beautiful. You know, it becomes the small joys in life can become so big. Otherwise, we feel that we have to climb the highest mountain and then we would have achieved something. Who knows whether you ever get time or whether you'll succeed. And we want so many things, so we multitask and then we start multitasking even our happiness, our family time, our relaxation, where you say, okay, I'm having family dinner, but at the same time checking my emails or and it doesn't work.
Oh, and this is a very good one. Multitasking. I think we've never been in a time where we've been more onto multitasking than ever. Yeah. But actually, multitasking for me is something which is so contrary to a fulfilled life because it's like you're it's a setup to fail, right? To be unhappy because you're running all the time and you never really experience the moment or whatever you are doing.
Yeah.
And
it's true. You're neither here nor there.
Yeah. Do you have like a simple, I know it's like, I also hate this question if people ask me the question, but I think because, you know, the span is so limited. Sure. Do you have like a tip for people to focus? Because we are living in a time where everything is multitasking, even like people expect you to multitask. Yeah. So what would you say can someone do to bring them back into the moment, to experience the moment, because we are doing so much things to live, so many things to live a fulfilled life. You know, we do our exercise, we listen to inspiring things, we do a job which should make us happy, we have a social life, and all this is good, but how often do we really experience the things we are doing? How often we are really there? And do you have a tip like to really experience life? Doesn't matter the small things, the big things, but to really be present and to experience all these things we are doing in a way to feel, okay, I'm alive. That's why I'm doing all this stuff.
Well, like you said, it's a tricky question because, as you know, I wrote a whole book about it. And if people say, okay, can you just summarize it in one line or in 1 minute? But if I could do that, then I would not have written a whole book. I would have just given one line. But one thing that I think, we tend to forget or we don't realize is that if you want to be really dynamic, if you want to have a lot of energy, if you want to do a lot of work, you need to have deep rest. If you deep rest, if you're well rested, that is when you can do a lot. In the same way, many times in today's world, passion is encouraged so much. We say you should be passionate, you should have goals, dreams, targets. Now, you know, you have your vision boards and manifesting things. And we keep saying, wait, what do you want? You should want a lot of things, want bigger things. But if only passion is encouraged without having a moment of dispassion, then that passion in turn will either lead to depression or to aggression. And this is what we see. If there's too much of passion, too many desires, too many things you want, then either at some point you become depressed because you cannot have it all the time. Even if you have it, you cannot enjoy everything because our senses have a limitation to enjoy. You know, you can watch a nice movie for 1 or 2 hours. After 10 hours, you would say, you know, switch it off. It's too much. Same with food. How much can you eat? And when your stomach is full, you cannot eat more. You know, same with music. You cannot listen 24/7. So there is a limit to what we can enjoy. And if that desire to enjoy is too much or you want too many things, either you'll get depressed or you'll become aggressive. That's what you see, where people get frustrated, they become violent. So the other side of the coin, that dispassion is very essential. So if you're saying, okay, I want to do so many things, I do so many things, that's why I'm multitasking, or I have this whole list of goals or bucket list, whatever, then also you need to have some time where you say, I don't want anything. No, that is dispassion, where you say, okay, at least for a few moments. Doesn't mean you have to run away to the mountains and live in a cave for the rest of your life. No, but every day, taking some time, whether it is 5 or 10 minutes, or at least for some time, where you consciously sit and you really feel, okay, for the next few minutes, I don't want anything. I want nothing. I am nothing. Where you're able to drop the whole world, all your desires, all your to-do lists, and say, I don't want anything. And that takes a little bit of practice. It's a skill, but you will find that the more you're able to do that, it is like a soothing balm for your mind and your heart. You know, it gives so much of relief. And to some extent, we do this because if you don't drop the world and all your desires and disappointments, at least for some time, you cannot fall asleep at night. And that is also exactly why many people nowadays have so much of difficulty sleeping, falling asleep or having deep sleep, because they have so many desires, so many things going through their head. They're stressed about this, they're worried about that, that even though they are so tired, they're not able to fall asleep. And as a child, we knew this. If you see a small baby or a small young child, when they go to sleep, they drop everything. The whole world stops to exist. They're not thinking, oh, why that person said this to me, or what is going to happen tomorrow. No, they switch off and they're gone. And they wake up in the morning and they are so fresh. They are so energetic, enthusiastic, because they really dropped everything. They had such deep, good rest. And that is why they have so much of enthusiasm. And in the same way, meditation is actually that process. You know, if you really want to meditate for some time, you have to drop the whole world. So true meditation is almost impossible without dispassion. You need it. And the more we cultivate this quality, you will find your meditation becomes better. Your sleep will become much better. And just like if you're well-rested, you can work out better in the gym because you have more energy. In the same way, if we take a moment every day to really drop the whole world, let go of everything, almost as if you have died. Like in my book, that one exercise is also there, that for a moment really feeling as if everything is gone, and then you feel you have so much more energy and enthusiasm and that focus to go after those things that are important for you.
Word. Thank you so much, Swami Purna Chaitanya. Thank you for your time. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us. And just thank you.